Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Are we going to continue here with our hands-on impressions? This time for Sega, they had an event here in Los Angeles and we got to play several games. But in this episode, we're going to talk about Stranger Than Heaven. So we're going to talk about that. And no, Tupac was not available in this one, or Snoop Dogg. But this demo, this is my second time playing this. This is the same, a little different, the same demo as previously. The only difference is they change us, like the location a bit. They also made the second boss harder. And the third final boss, it was less healing. Because I remember playing it at Summer Game Fest. This character was healing all the time. I'm like, yo, I'm never going to beat this. It was just too difficult, you know, so they balanced it out. I think it's a lot better. But the game mechanic is very different than the Yakuza games. I don't know if you played Yakuza in the past, Rhi, or not, but it was very, very different, the game mechanics in this one, right?
Yeah, and it's good that you mentioned that this is a demo that people have played at a public or at a media event before, and they've tweaked it quite a bit because it shows they're still working on the balancing, and you know, it may be not quite final. And for a lot of folks that will hear coverage or hear feedback and saying like, this boss was too hard, this was too easy, whatever, just know it's not done, right? So it's definitely levers that they can pull, which is great, because I did hear one of the developers saying specifically the second boss that was harder this time, easier before, people before found an exploit where they were just spamming one side of their attacks and the boss had no counter to it. And so they built in a counter. So now it's harder to defeat that boss. And it just goes to show how different this style of combat gameplay is from what we're used to seeing, like you said, in other games, but also specifically in Yakuza games or other games from RGG. So before we even started playing, we were instructed to sit down and watch a video. It was like 5 or 6 minutes long, and it gave details about the setting and who you're playing as and what they're fighting against, and specifically saying this demo is purely combat. So we just paid 3 encounters. They were all like mini boss fights. And you just walk up, fight a bunch of enemies, and then it shuts down. So that's all it was. There was no story. There was no dialogue. There was no exploration. It was just combat encounters. And they then explain how the combat in Stranger Than Heaven works. So essentially, you have your bumpers and your triggers. On the right side, it's going to be a light attack on the right bumper, heavy attack on the right trigger, and then the same on the left side. You can block with B and either of the triggers, or sorry, either of the bumpers, and you can try to dodge with A in a direction, or parry. You can try to parry if you block at the exact right moment. Now, parry, I will say, I could not get the hang of it. And in that same conversation we had with the dev after we played, he did mention that they've tweaked the parry window and made it smaller. And I was like, that sucks for me because I'm not great at it. And I got it a couple times and he was like, I saw you got it a couple times. I was like, yes, but I didn't know what I was doing. Like, it didn't feel like I did it. I feel like I lucked into it. I definitely hadn't mastered it in the, you know, 15, 20 minutes that I was playing for that harder boss. But what I will say is that once you've given it a chance, like a few minutes, you've swung a couple hits and, you know, they have a few different weapons that we used in this very short demo for just combat. You had your fists, you had a big, huge, like, was it like kind of like an axe or something like that? And then you had a knife. And after you've gotten a little bit of time with it, it does start to feel pretty intuitive. If an enemy is coming at you from the right side, that's how you're going to respond with your right attacks. Or if they're coming at you and they're moving really, really quickly, you know you need to put a light attack instead of a heavy attack. So you're using bumpers instead of triggers. It does become a little bit more natural once you kind of try to take yourself out of the mindset of what you're used to doing in combat on a controller. Now, for people who don't play a lot of combat games, this might be a lot easier. And for people who play tons and tons of games where they're looking at, you know, combos and hitting X, Y, or A, B together and all that stuff, it might be harder to break out of that. It just really depends on how flexible you are with controls. And I know for us, we play on lots of different systems. Like we play on Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo all the time. So switching up your button presses is pretty natural for us. But this was an even further extension of changing how you think of combat controls.
Yeah, I tried a couple of things. I was blocking a lot, and also I would dodge a lot too. If you get hit, you will fall and you're like laying flat.
Yeah.
But you have like your arms and your leg up just in case they come in. You can still like attack them. And then from there, you flip again, you get up, and you sometimes you can pick your weapon and continue
or
fighting.
Heal, so try to take a healing item real quick.
I was healing all the time. Like when you're fighting, you can't heal. You have to stay away from the enemy as far as possible, because they will run towards you. So you're not going to have time. So what I will do is I'll run as far as I can, heal a couple times, and see from there, right? So, and I know there's another option. That one was D-pad down, I believe. And D-pad right, that one was more of like your damage attack. It will be a lot higher and so on. So now if you're blocking, after a while, your stamina goes away too. So that's another thing you have to think about. You have to be really, really careful with that.
Yeah, you can't just block forever.
Yeah, so what I was doing, especially the second level, because that one, so there's beginner, intermediate, right? And then the third one is like the hardest difficulty, right? So the second level, I had a sword. So as soon as I noticed the enemies will fall, I'll attack them again and they die. And another one. And because the thing is, you're attacking someone and then somebody from the back will come and attack you. So you have to like really be careful. But yeah. I will speed up as fast as possible so I can have less enemies and I could focus the main boss for that area, right? So now one thing I did notice from the previous time that I played at Summer Game Fest, the last level, and actually all the levels were daytime, and I noticed with this one they change it up a bit, so it's daytime. This one is like looked like almost evening, and then the third level was nighttime, and this is like the first time I got to play this at night. So I felt the environment. I felt like the vibes of people being there too, like looking at you while you're fighting. Like it felt really cool. And also I felt stressed because there was like a lot of enemies there that I had to like really focus on. It took me a while to get used to it, you know, especially playing this a couple months after Summer Game Fest. I had to rewatch that video, the one you're talking about, to learn mm-hmm. the controls and everything. But once I figured that out, I was fine. It just took me longer to beat the second boss than the hardest boss. The third boss took me like 2 tries. The second one, woof, I did multiple tries on that one. Multiple. Cause it was just beefed up. And he was taller.
I quit after the second one. I couldn't get it. Couldn't get it. Nope.
It's all good.
I got him like halfway down a couple times and I was like, you know what? It's not working for me.
Yeah.
That parry was just not happening.
I mean, something that worked out, he runs towards you. You could dodge.
And you can just dodge like a bull dodge, like, you know, a red cape and a bullfighter or whatever.
But I will hit him from the back. I'm like, you know, hit him with my weapon. And yeah, I noticed his health bar will go lower a lot more because I believe that was like his weak spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's actually a lot of fun. I think I would like to learn more about this game. I'm very curious about the story too, especially seeing that this change is different eras and stuff. So
yeah, it spans really, really 50 cool. years, 50 years of one person's life of crime. And mm-hmm. you know, you got all kinds of things. Something else I will say that I appreciated learning after getting our hands on this demo, like, of course we didn't play anything but combat, as I said before, but we did get, you know, a note and some bullet points on other things that you will do. So of course this is an RGG game. It's going to have, you know, slice of life activities, so you can play parlor games or, you know, like arm wrestle or whatever, and like getting to know people around the town and the different eras that you're living through. Another sort of sub area of play is music. And of course, Danny, you mentioned Tupac and Snoop not being in this demo, of course, but we know they're in the game. And one of the subplots is that your character is actually like seeing if he can break into the music scene. And there is like a little bit of a frame of seeing him playing piano, and like there's some UI on the screen where you're the one playing it. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Like, we've seen these, you know, mini games with music and adventure games before. So I wonder what their take is going to be on it, because this is just obviously so different. And something else that I really appreciated, you kind of touched on it a little bit talking about the different environments from the Summer Game Fest demo to this one, is how pretty this game is. I believe it was running on an XDK, but it is absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And again, when we were talking to the developer, he was saying that I believe it was RGG Studio head Yokoyama-san who was looking over things and assets with the game director and the art team, and they were going for photorealistic, and you can, of course, see they're recreating real people, so that's really important to them. But there was something that they saw in a section of a build that wasn't quite right, and he said, oh, wait, no, hold on. Can you apply that to the rest of the scene? And he loved it. And I will say the game has this sort of like real but like remembered quality, almost like you're watching a film or watching someone's memory play out and not necessarily seeing it in real time, which is very cool. Like, I really appreciate how it had almost like a film grade over it. And I don't know, Danny, I thought that was really effective. And, you know, these different settings feeling a little bit more not fantasy, but more like nostalgic, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll wrap it up with this. I really enjoyed the soundtrack, for this demo, and also what we got to see multiple trailers. It feels really good. It sounds good, you know? So, but yeah, we'll learn more about the game once it comes out in January 15th of 2027. I know they have a marketing deal with Xbox. So, you know, that's why we got to play with the Xbox controller. It was at the Xbox Game Showcase. Also had, they had like a diary behind the scenes of like the developers working on this game a couple months back earlier this year. So yeah, the game looks good. I want to play it.
And you, I'm not a hardcore, made with lots of love.
Yeah. And I'm not a hardcore Yakuza guy. Like, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that are huge fans, but the game is very, very interesting. Very, very interesting for sure. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. Thanks to Sega once again for giving us an opportunity to play these games early. I know there was Alien Isolation 2, there was Persona there, there was Shinobi, and
Pico
Metaphor
Park.
For Switch 2, Pico Park, we got to play those. Yeah, it was a fun event, and I'm glad that a lot of people got the opportunity to play this, especially a lot of creators that had never been to an event like this before. This was like their first time. I know we met a couple at this event. So that's
really
cool.
Yeah, shout out to BZ, who was really, really sweet and had a very fun reaction to Alien Isolation's demo.
Yeah, you know, we were before Rapido, we were playing, I think we were playing Crazy Taxi, and we heard a couple of people screaming, ah! At the event, so while they were playing Alien Isolation. Now, one thing I noticed, it was the same demo that I played during Summer Game Fest. So that's why I didn't get to play it, because I'm like, I already played it, talked about it on the show and everything. So, but stay tuned for more content live from Gamescom. Until next time, I'm out.